Chapter 6. Bright Future. "Are we there yet?" I asked Seth. We were driving to Nudgee College in Brisbane to watch my brother Norm compete in the athletics carnival. I didn't know it at the time, but my life was about to change forever. Not long after we arrived, I was introduced to a man named Mike Daniela. Mike was Romanian, and his greatest passion in life was athletics. He'd been living in Australia for less than 5 years when he was asked to become the coach at my brother's school. Norm was a talented runner, so Mike was convinced that I must be talented as well. "So you're Norm's big sister," he said. "Are you as fast as he is?" I shrugged. It was no secret in our family that Norm had way more natural ability than I did. But then Seth spoke up. "Flowers has lots of potential," he said. "I think she's got a really bright future." A few months after that meeting, Mike started coaching at Carelman International School. Because of Mike's reputation, Bruce arranged for Norm and me to leave our schools and attend Carelman instead. I was 16 and I'd been at Fairholme for just over a year. Although I was excited by the thought of a new school, I also had doubts. What if I didn't like it? What if I didn't fit in? I needn't have worried. Carelman seemed like a fun place right from the start. The school was only 10 years old and sat on the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. Right next door was the Carelman Valley Resort, a fancy new hotel with a golf course and a polo field. The school only took 250 students, and about 30% of them were from overseas. This meant that there were heaps of black kids from all over the place, Papua New Guinea, the Pacific Islands, and even Cuba. Carelman was such a change from Fairholme. It was so relaxed. It made Fairholme seem like a high-security jail. We had a uniform, but you could wear it however you wanted. Skirts could be as short as you liked, and jewelry was allowed. The place just had a lot more soul. It was easy to make friends, and students were encouraged to be individuals. There were also more international students. I made friends from Japan, France, Cuba, China, and India. One of my friends, Argo, came from Papua New Guinea. I was walking towards the school assembly hall one day when Argo snuck up behind me. He gave me a huge bear hug and picked me up off the ground. "Argo," I laughed, "what are you up to?" "I think we should become blood brother and sister," he said. I was touched that he'd chosen me. I watched as he took a sewing needle from his pocket and pricked his finger. Before I knew it, he'd pricked my finger too. We pressed them together to signify that we were blood brother and sister forever. Besides Argo, I had heaps of other friends. I even had a tall, cute boyfriend from France. He was in the year above me and his name was Laurent. I loved hearing him speak in French whenever he called home. But not everyone was happy about our relationship. Another girl in my year got really upset when she found out about us. Turns out I wasn't the only one who liked Laurent. Some of my friends were also on the athletics team with me. Christine came from Queensland too. And she and I were roommates as well as teammates. She was a bit of a rebel, and on the last day of school, she convinced me to wag training with her. "Come on, Kath," she said. "What's one day of training?" "I guess so," I said. "But what about Mr. Danila? You know he'll go nuts if he finds out." "Don't worry about it," Christine said. "He doesn't own us." We decided we'd better hide so he wouldn't get caught. There wasn't enough room for both of us under the bed, so Christine hid there, while I hid in the cupboard. We should have known we wouldn't get away with it. When Mike saw we weren't at training, he came and found us. He was furious. "Where on earth have you been?" he said. "I've been searching all over for you two." Mike told us he'd even jumped the fence and cut his leg while he was looking for us. Christine and I felt so bad. We knew Mike put his heart and soul into coaching. We apologised, and from that day on, We never skipped training again. It was at Carelbon that I got serious about athletics. With Mike as my coach, my running really took off. I'd never met anyone like him. He was just so full of life, enthusiasm, and passion. He had the attitude that you had to work hard to achieve anything worthwhile. At Fairholme, I'd become lazy, training only 2 or 3 times a week. Carelbon had its own 4-lane running track, and Mike had us out there every day. Although we trained in a group, he always spent extra time with me, giving me encouragement and pushing me further. It didn't take long for my running times to improve. One day, a group of us were sitting around when Mike turned to me. "You'd better start practicing your signature," he said. "What for?" I asked. "Soon you'll have to start writing hundreds of autographs." Mike told me he was thinking about entering me in the Commonwealth Games trials. We had a month to get ready. "Do you think I'm good enough?" I asked. Mike said he knew I could do it. It was hard not to catch his excitement. The trials were held in Randwick in Sydney. I wasn't too nervous, but I knew it was an important day. This was my chance to represent Australia. I was competing in 2 events, the 100 metre and the 200 metre. "Just treat them like any other race," Mike told me. I ended up trying for 3rd in the 100 metre and coming 5th in the 200 metre. I hadn't been expecting much, so I was happy with my performance. Mike seemed happy too. He thought my times might be good enough to get me a place in the 100 metre relay team. He had such faith that I was going to be a famous athlete someday. A few weeks after the trials, I woke up in my parents' house in Brisbane. I was on the top bunk of my double-decker bed, and Bruce was standing in front of me with a newspaper. He had it open to the page where they listed all the Commonwealth Games athletes. I grabbed it, and there was my name. I'd been chosen as one of the 4 runners in the women's 100-metre relay. It was awesome. I was only 16 years old, and I was going to the Commonwealth Games.